Welcome to Shul Machshav on the Daf. We're Msachim Davov. The Gemara Amud Beis, around the middle of the page, tells us the rule: Ein Mukdam Umeuchar B'Torah. There's no early and late in the Torah. The Torah is not written in order. By the way, this is the only place in Shas Bavli that this sentence is mentioned. It is brought down in Chazal in several different places in Midrashim, in Chazal and Sefer Zoyar. The Rishonim quoted the whole time all the Mefarshei Torah. But in Shas Bavli, this is the one place that this sentence is brought, Ein Mugdu Mu'ucha B'Torah. What's the idea behind it? What's the reason, Ein Mugdu Mu'ucha B'Torah? We find there's a Medrash Shoicher Toiv on Tehillim, that says that if the Torah would be written in order, so then people will be able to misuse it, to be able to do, to create a world, L'achyos Meisim, L'achyos Moivsim. People will have the ability to do whatever they want by using the power of the Torah. So therefore, the Torah was not written in order. The depth of this idea is brought down. The Shloss says it, and I saw the Leshev says it, that the idea is the following. We know the Torah has different layers. As the Ramban tells us in the beginning of Chumash, that the Torah is really, Kol HaTorah Shmoyso Shakadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is all the names of Hashem. That's why the Malachim and Shemaim wanted the Torah so much. Not because of the physical mitzvahs, but the Torah has layers that go into deep depth. That's the names of Hashem and the different ways to read the Torah and to reconstruct the Torah, and each thing has different meaning. So Yimei Lepshat is, the reason why in Mugdu Mocha B'Torah, in a simple manner, is because we're not really telling you everything the Torah is saying. All we're seeing is the external layer of the Torah. We're only seeing how the Torah revealed itself in the way that it says simple mitzvahs. So therefore, because there's different layers and different components of the Torah, these components are written in order. And these components we can't see. We don't understand why this word or this parasha is written before something else. That's because of the depth of the Torah, the Shmoyis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This may be the Pshat in this Medrash. The Medrash says if we would know the order of Torah, meaning not only that it was written in order, but that we would know what's the depth of the correct order of Torah, what the Torah really means in this order, so then the people will have limitless power because of the kayak of the depth of Torah. And I saw a beautiful idea, just to add to this concept, brought down in the Ramami Pano, and so brings the Imri Pinchas, or Pinchas Mikuritz. The Pshat is like this, we know by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no time. Hashem is called Yudke Vavke, brought down Shulchan Aruch, what's the Kavana? Hoya, Hoy Ve'evihie. He's in the past, and the present, and the future, at the same time. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no time concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's here and now in the future and now in the past. He's all over the place in the same time. The Torah, which reveals HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also there's no time concept. Ein mukdom u'me'uchar b'Torah. The Torah could be in the future, in the present, in the past. There's no specific time that the Torah is referring to because it's a reflection of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. And by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no time. Also by the Torah, there's no concept of time.